Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, Jasmine and myself, Oscar.
Hello Oscar, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, so what's happening on the island at the moment?
Newtown Wildlife Walk, Newtown Nature Reserves, Newtown Shelfleet. You will need to meet the walking group at Newtown Visitor Point.
Lovely, so tell us more about this event.
It's a gentle walk for those who love the outdoors and are interested in wildlife. Newtown is a home to a variety of wildlife. The reserve provided a rich habitat for many species.
Wow, so what else can we expect on this walk?
You will walk across grassy meadows through the woodland to the edge of the salt marsh. Wear suitable clothing such as walking boots or comfortable shoes, and bring binoculars too, if you have them. No dogs except guide dogs, and there is no fee to pay. However, donations will be gratefully received.
Sounds like a brilliant event. So when is this walk on?
It starts on Wednesday the 16th of May, 2pm until 3:30. There are other walks through the week. For more information, please call 01183741020.
Great, thanks for the information, Oscar. See you next week.
Hi, Maisie here. Now for the top 10 hit singles of the week. Number 10, Cigala Lullaby, Post Malone Better Now, Answer Phone, Banks and Rent, Paradise by George Ezra, Psycho by Post Malone, Amory 2002, A Little Freaky Friday, Nice for What, Drake, No Tears Left to Cry, Ariana Grande, and number 1, One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa. Now for the top 10 albums of the week. Number 10, Golden by Kylie Minogue. Number 9, Julie by Dua Lipa. Number 8, Dirty Computer by Janelle Monáe. And number 7, K.O.D. by J. Cole. Divide by Sharon. Stay at Tomorrow's by George Ezra. Cold Like You by The Blossoms. Speak Your Mind by Anne-Marie, Greatest Showman, Various Artists, and number 1, Beer, Bongs and Bentleys, Post Malone.
Hey there, it's Kaylee here with all your TV and film reviews.
Hi Kaylee, so what have you been watching lately?
NCIS Los Angeles.
Okay, so who are the main characters in NCIS Los Angeles?
Callum, Sam, Kenzie, Deeks and Hedy.
And who's your favourite character?
Callum.
So what is the idea of the show? What goes on?
Well, they saw crime, like really weird crimes. Like a few evenings ago they found a new Victor Frankenstein.
Ooh, a bit of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Very nice. So what's been your favourite bit from the series so far?
I think when Callum, Sam were doing an investigation on the house and it blew up.
Ouch. Were they hurt? Did they get out?
No, they dived out through the door and dived into a pond.
It's proper action hero style. And what is it about this programme that you love so much?
Well, I just love Callum. He's just so funny. The car band he has with Sam is absolutely hilarious.
And you're really into your sort of action crime dramas as well, aren't you? Is there anything at all that you would change about this programme if you could?
I like Kenzie to be more in with Callum because he's kind of funny.
So. Oh, would you like them to get together romantically? Is that what you're saying?
No, she's dating Deeks.
Oh, I see. Okay, no cheating then. All right. That's excellent. Thanks for talking to me about that today.
Yep. Well, that's it for me and my TV and film reviews. Catch you next time.
Good afternoon, this is Connor with your latest island news. White Link's new ship, named Victoria of White, was launched in a shipyard in Turkey 3 months ago and will soon be ready to set sail. Construction staff and contractors have been working hard on her, installing everything from engines to carpets. On board the new vessel will be a white taste outlet, selling lots of wonderful island-sourced foods and drink, and of course a Costa coffee shop for those quick caffeine fixes on the go. John Burrows, director of the project, have been a frequent visitor to the yard over the past 18 months and cut the ribbon back in February. We will be supervising sea travels later this month. Senior Whitelink staff, including captains and engineers, are currently still at the yard as the ship is made ready for her journey to the Solent. Mr. Burrows said, "I have enjoyed watching our new flagship take shape and know our customers will enjoy travelling on Victoria of Wight. We look forward to introducing her to islanders, mainlanders and holidaymakers this summer." Keith Greenfield, the chief executive at Whitelink, said the arrival of Victoria of Wight will herald a new era of cross-Solent travel. So we shall look forward to seeing Victoria take to the water this summer. That's it for your local islander news. Catch you next time.
Hi, Olivia here. Today I'll be asking Kayla and Maisie some questions. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Maisie, this first question is for you. Who makes you laugh the most?
My friends.
Such as?
Kayla.
Of course. Kayla, your question. What is the last lie you told?
Oh, I wasn't in Central London, but my friend thought I was.
Okay, Maisie, what is your favourite pie filling?
Vegetarian pie.
Okay, what is your dream car, Kayla?
Sports car.
And finally, Maisie, what film makes you cry?
Titanic.
Okay, well, that's it for me this week. Catch you next time.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Sarah, what do you think? The pink or the blue?
I think the blue. The pink is nice, but yeah, the blue suits you better.
Okay. And what about these? I don't really need them, but I just like these pockets. Thing is, do they make my bum look big?
No, they don't. They're okay.
Okay. Blimey, okay. Have you seen the price of them? I expect a bit more than okay.
All right, they look great.
No, I don't believe you. I'm going to put these back. So what do you think about this top? Did it look all right?
Yes, that looked good. With jeans, it would look a bit better.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't look so good with leggings. Oh, right. Well, then I've decided. And what about you? Are you going to get both of those?
Yes, I think so. I love this jacket. And I don't think it's a bad price, do you?
No, I don't. I think it's quite good, actually.
Good. Right then, let's go and pay.
Oh, well, I think there's going to be a queue. But that doesn't matter, does it? We're not in a rush. What time ferry do you want to get back?
I don't mind. Should we get these and go for a coffee and we'll see what time it is then?
Yeah, good idea. You could have a drink if you want, as I'll be driving.
No, I fancy a coffee. Are you going out tonight?
No, I'm staying in. Are you going out? Are you going to see Kathy?
No, she's not well.
Oh, is she all right?
Yeah, just a bad cold.
Oh, okay. Well, the only thing that's happening tonight is Chloe will be phoning. But I must text her not to phone with celeb faces on.
Oh, yes, I like to watch that.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. But what about the things they've done to their faces? Why would you do that?
Well, I suppose they want to stay young and beautiful.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work, does it? Sometimes they look awful.
Oh, I know. Well, I wouldn't have it done. I'm just going to have to age gracefully.
Yeah, and I'll just age. I bet Chloe would have it done, though.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I suppose she might. I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
Penny, how did you meet Chloe? It wasn't in London, was it?
No, it was in Brighton. When I left school, all I wanted to do was get off the island. I didn't really know where to go, and my mum suggested Brighton. So I thought, why not?
So how did you meet Chloe?
Oh, Chloe was my flatmate. There was four of us sharing, but I only really got on with Chloe. The other two, to be honest, were a bit stuck up. Anyway, Chloe and I really got on, and we've been friends ever since.
So, how long did you share a flat for?
Oh, not that long. I stayed for just under a year. I began to really miss my family and friends, and to be honest, the island. Don't get me wrong, I quite like Brighton, but I just wanted to come home. I started to get quite down, and I just thought, enough is enough.
So you came straight back to the island?
Yeah, I'd done what I wanted to do. I'd lived off the island for a bit, and I'm really glad I did. I think I appreciate the island more now because I moved away.
Yeah, good point. Lots of people don't move off the island, though, do they?
Oh, no. And I'm not saying that's right for everyone. It's just what I wanted to do. So, what about you? Who's your best friend?
I don't really have a best friend.
Well, what about friends?
Don't really have any. I'm not good at making friends.
You are? You're friends with Kathy. And me, don't forget.
But that's now. I don't have any friends from the past.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The only person I ever got friendly with was...
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, it was. It was Harry.
Harry. The friend from rehab, right? Who tried to rent my property and who now, it seems, you never want to see again.
I didn't have anyone to compare him with. He seemed friendly. He seemed to care for me. That was a first for me. I'd never had that. He was lovely to start with. He wanted to help me. He wanted both of us to have a better life than the dreadful life we'd both had with drugs.
Well, that was a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
But obviously not with Harry.
No, not with him.
Why, Sarah? If he was trying to help you so much, I don't understand why you don't want to see him anymore.
It's difficult. He...
What is it, Sarah, that made you change your mind about him?
He was so nice at the start. He really helped me get through rehab. And without him, I don't know if I'd been able to do it. It was hell at times, but he was always there for me, telling me I can do it, telling me I had a better life ahead of me. He kept telling me not to give up.
And you didn't. You're clean. You're happy. But you're now happy without him.
Yes, I am. And I'm not turning back to how things were. I'm not going back to him.
Well, that's up to you. I mean, I've only spoken to him a couple of times, and I must admit he's not my type.
Your type? You don't know what he's like.
No, I know that. I wasn't saying I did. I'm just saying my first impression was... Well,
look, I don't want to talk about him anymore.
So, if he comes knocking at the door again, do I let him in?
No, I don't want to see him.
Well, neither do I. But I know he wants to see you. What am I to say if he comes to the door?
I've just said, Penny, don't answer it. Don't speak to him. He's trouble. I never want to see him again.
Well, that might be a bit difficult on the island. You're bound to bump into him at some point. Remember, the island's a small place. I bet you bump into him. Then what are you going to say?
I don't know. What can you say to a bully and somebody who wants to control your life? You tell me. What do I say?
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.